Time Warner marketing stunt creates terror. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. A Time Warner Inc. marketing campaign backfired in Boston on Thursday when security officials decided the city was under attack from terrorists. The company that owns CNN, Time Magazine and Cartoon Network inadvertently created a wave of panic in Boston and brought the city to a standstill. The company's marketing department placed 40 small, black blinking electronic devices in 10 different US cities to promote a new cartoon show, Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Each was the size of a cereal box, although Turner referred to them as billboards. Pictures of the flashing digital signs showed protruding wires, hence the belief that they were bombs. Boston's city officials were quick to react in the interests of public safety and brought out its bomb force, Inforce, and shut down highways, bridges, and rivers. Turner's marketing arm took full responsibility for the campaign, part of a tactic a spokesperson called guerrilla marketing, an alternative to traditional media tactics that are high impact but also very eye level with the consumer, very grassroots and in the streets. An apologetic company spokeswoman, Shirley Powell, said, "We approved it. We're taking full responsibility. We were simply promoting a TV show." She was shocked by the reaction in Boston, adding, "If we had ever perceived this to be something threatening safety, we would never have proceeded with it." Boston was the only city that mistook the signs for being bombs, perhaps being sensitive to the fact that it was the base for the 9/11 bombers. The boxes caused barely a stir elsewhere. Lookalike devices were soon selling for $2,000 on eBay. "There is a market for everything," Powell said.